One of us. And now Mr. Placev will present how FEACO activities in the last year looked like, and how the vision of FEACO, we present the vision of FEACO for the next years, yeah?
You can find my
of course.
Presentation.
Thank you. I'm very proud to be here. And because I'm French, a lot of you are Polish. Quelques mots en français pour vous dire à quel point je suis heureux d'être là. You know, the links between our country are so important that I would like to speak a little French. Just to introduce myself, I'm the president of an average in size company in France, 60 people, and I'm president of the French Association, and I am vice chairman of FEACO, and I want to do with you a little journey to what is the possibilities, the policy, the main goals of FEACO today and perhaps tomorrow. I think we have a lot of things to do together. It's a very strange thing to be member of a national association, and it is a very strange thing to be member of a European association. We have perhaps interests or goals different, but I would like to share with you the main topics of FEACO and what we could do in the next years if we want to spend a little time and, of course, a little money in order to build a strong association and perhaps that can manage with you, that can offer to you, to every of you, a lot of things. So, we are collectively, who are collectively? Small profession, very small, but that has always had an impact in commensurate with its size. 0.5% of I don't know what, but we have perhaps more, a bigger image. At the heart of the system, economy, yeah, finance, of course, industry, services, even politics. And with no comparable experiences in sight on various economic sectors, on various management and human issues, we are at the center of the life of our colleagues, and I think it's important. A small market, yet totalizing more than 70 billion euros. Small market, but 70 billion euros. That is not nothing. More than 85,000 lit company from 2-3 people to a large size company of more than 10,000 people. And more than 450,000 people all over Europe. That is to say, a big thing. What to strive for? To be a privileged interlocutor for the stakeholders counting for our hills and our roads. Clients, of course, government, public organization. We are taking a large part to the management of change of public organization. That is a very, I think, it's a topic of the of this conference. Decision makers and opinion leaders needed to strengthen our reputation, grow our business, or attract talents. We need talents. Antoine has said that. For that, we collectively need a strong representation. We are nothing. You know, we want to pay for a lot of things, but it's difficult for us to pay for a representation. But we must have a European strong representation, national level. The most important thing is to strengthen our national organization with small companies and big companies. No organization without big members represented of big organizations. And the European level, of course, FEACO. FEACO is only an image and perhaps a support of your policy in every country, and I expect perhaps to build something in European style. FEACO must continuously consolidate itself as the reference for European management consulting and consultancy. I think I would like to build with FEACO a kind of house, a European house, a European family house for the consultant. And I'm very pleased to see in every conference our friend from Japan. And I am very proud and I'm very happy to see you, and I expect we can exchange more between Japan, of course, and Asia, and FEACO, and of course, our friend from Hong Kong. today work with European institutions. Today, procurement-related issues with ESSEC, it's very important in Brussels, and liaison body from SEM on the TS business support services. I think we have tried to build some European process and European deals between. It is important. If we are European countries, we must share some rules. Back to Mo. Involvement in the likely to be launched project of the European Standard on Management Consulting to make sure that it is well grounded in the business reality, no intellectual thing, in order, just in order to have a European level. The scope is relevant, the content is commonly agreed across European operators, and the outcome is viable for the totality of the industry and accessible to all firms. I'm very interested by that, at the condition that it will have a real added value on our business, not only a sticker. I think we dislike it all over the world, just things to do to spend money and to have no added value. Embody management consulting. Today, the FIACO annual survey as the source of the reference, and I expect we can send the whole survey. I think you can share with your people, your colleagues, your clients, and the institution of your different countries, because I think it's a very mature survey, and I expect next year it will be better, of course. But I think it's a good thing to know what is becoming this very curious business, and we have perhaps a vision of the business different from a country to another one. But I think it's a common wealth of our profession. And tomorrow, an institutional interlocutor for big clients group with European decision centers in order to promote management consulting services and have purchasing department and policies evolve towards an ecology of procurement. I think it's so important. You know, for an interlocutor for big client groups, I think we have, well, of course, very different economy, but we must share our business schedules or policies with our main big clients, because big clients and big consulting company are the skeleton of our business. Build synergies with the Panda Group. We have heard about Panda Group, and I think my dear colleague from Spain, Gidron, will speak about the Panda Group, member part of FIACO, and built with very big companies in Europe. Today's a report manager change in Europe. You have, I think, a sample of that, practical recommendation for business and policymakers as a first achievement. And I expect we can build every year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little leaflet or little things like this, because not little things, very important thing. But I would like, but no problem of, it's not a problem of image, it's a problem of output. That is a very good output to build a genuine European vision. And tomorrow, leverage on each other's strengths, of course. And promote networking. Networking is, for me, one of the best added value for business consulting of this kind of organization, this kind of congress. I think certain of us are member of big organizations, so they have subsidiaries or bureaus in Poland, in France, in Germany, in Spain, and so on. Okay, perhaps no mean to exchange. But for small companies, but for average companies as mine, it is very important to share and to try to find very good call, very good comrades, in order to perhaps to spend to share business project. And I think this afternoon it is very important, and I expect next year we can also build a good network, positive and courageous feedbacks of the first networking initiative. And I think it's very important to share within an association, of course, a national, and to share within us, European consultants. And tomorrow, to get it even more efficient, involve even more participants, of course, and answer to ever more specific requests, I think we must build together new links and new things. a change on focus workshop. Today, in some national association, we have treasuries. Really, in England, in Germany, in France, in Spain, everywhere, we have a lot of things. Very, very important. Very important benchmark, best practice sharing, how to attract talents, how to decrease salaries, and non-operational costs, and so on. We have a lot of treasuries. I expect, I need, I want that for next year's we can make it possible for more associations to extend the benchmark basis to multiple European countries and leverage and distance collaboration tools. I think it's possible. People are coming very similar nowadays, and I expect we can do something together. Be a bridge between, of course, Europe, Asia, and America, of course. An old tradition of exchange will, with our colleague association, that we will continue to see. If, of course, it's a FAIRCO conference, and we continue to do a FAIRCO conference every year, and joint events and initiatives in the past that we should try to reinvigorate. Okay, thank you.